Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he has been proved, he shall receive the crown of life, which God hath promised to them that love him. St. James chapter 1, verse 12. These words, my dear brethren, are from the scripture read in the divine office today. They also are very appropriately have a prominent place in the office read on the Feast of Martyrs through the year. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. Yes, you may say, certainly, if a man does endure and resist temptation, it is a good thing, and for one which he has reason to be thankful. But for my part, I would rather get along without being tempted. This is a thought which is very likely to occur to those who are in earnest about saving their souls, and are therefore afraid that they may give way to temptation, commit mortal sin, and be lost. They are inclined to envy others who seem to have a good and innocent natural disposition, and sometimes they may, perhaps, wish that they themselves had died in their baptismal innocence before temptation and sin were possible. Now this wish is not altogether wrong. It is certainly pleasing to God for us to desire that it might be impossible to offend Him, and that our own salvation might be made secure. But it is a mistake, when He does allow temptation to come on us without our fault, to think that it would be better for us if He had not done so. It is a mistake, and why? Because far the greater part of us cannot acquire supernatural virtue in any high degree, give much glory to God, or be entitled to much reward at His hands without a good deal of temptation. If it would please God,